if you want a personal video message from me for any occasion. And remember, if it ain't metal, it's crap! See you on Monday!
When severe weather rolls into the Shadrad listening area, you need a voice that can deliver the latest information before the storm hits. From the Shadrad Weather Center, we have the technology to help track the storm and let you know what to expect before it happens. Online or on air, we are your source for severe weather coverage brought to you by Joe Peters Roofing in Hay Springs, 308-360-1049. Whether it's storm damage or an upgrade to your current roof, your first call needs to be Joe Peters Roofing at 308-360-1049. It's time to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Willow Tree Festival. Coming up this Saturday and Sunday in Gordon, Nebraska, this jam-packed weekend features nationally renowned musicians and performers on multiple stages, regional history exhibits, plus fun activities for the kids, all in a safe area in Winship Park. Shop with dozens of art and craft vendors and enjoy a wide variety of food trucks and fun festival cuisine. Check it all out at willowtreefestival.com. That's the annual Willow Tree Festival this Saturday and Sunday in Gordon, Nebraska.
Everybody loves happy hour, but if you tried Frappe Hour at Just Love Coffee, buy one frappe or smoothie and get one free. Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Just Love Coffee in downtown Chadron.
Are you confused seeing so many ads for hearing aids on TV and wondering what the difference is between them? Girard Audiology is here to answer all of those questions for you. Whether it's an over-the-counter hearing aid, hearing aids that can stream phone calls, or finding a finance program to fit your budget, we're here to help. Because of the excellent customer service and the knowledge we provide, we've been voted your favorite hearing health care provider in the Panhandle for 19 years. Call to schedule your appointment today at Girard Audiology, 632-7415.
Areas of smoke and then haze into this evening. Sunny skies this afternoon, though, with a high about 94 and light north winds. Tonight we'll cool off to about 59 with clear skies, and tomorrow another clear day on the way with breezy south winds as high as 35. Should dry things out with a high about 94. Then on Thursday, sunny and warm again at 92, winds even higher as high as 45.
K-B-P-Y.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold, when your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all and the bloods run stale, I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you, but with the there's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come.
They say it's what you make, I say it's up to fate.
to murder with nothing to show. And the judge of constipation go to his head, and his wife's aggravation, you're soon enough dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Got you with the cocaine, found with your gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town.
Some programs this hour may be pre-recorded.
You are tuned to KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
Classic Hits Radio, Shadron's best music. KBPY.
Fox News, I'm Jill Nato. Tonight's the first time former President Trump and his Democratic rival Vice President Harris will actually meet. The two sharing a debate stage in Philadelphia shortly. Republican National Committee Chair Michael Whatley told Fox Business,
Trump is going to come out and he's going to talk directly to the American voters, every single one of them, and he's going to lay out his vision for taking America forward over the next 4 years.
While Democratic Senator Cory Booker told Fox,
Kamala Harris is going to come out tonight with an extraordinary vision for our country about bringing us together to tackle the housing crisis, bringing us together to get back reproductive rights and reproductive freedom.
After the debate, both Harris and Trump are reported to be going to visit New York's 9/11 Memorial Wednesday to mark 23 years since the terror attack. America's listening to Fox News.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day sale. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Widespread haze into the early morning hours, otherwise clear skies with a low about 59 and light east winds until we reach tomorrow afternoon, where those south winds will get as high as 35. Mostly sunny otherwise with a high pushing 95, overnight lows in the mid-60s. Thursday going to be another warm one at 92, sunny skies, but the winds don't go down, only higher at 45 miles per hour. Friday we get a break from the heat at 85.
Do you wanna dance? 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 last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
Physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock. And guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
We're back here on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson hanging out with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Chadron coming in at 6-2, going up against the Alliance Bulldogs at 2-7. The Cardinals, last two times they're out, went five sets versus Scottsbluff. They won in Scottsbluff 3-2. Then last Thursday, they took on Gordon Rushville over at Gordon Rushville and won 3-2. It was two wild matches as well. Both had their different little quirks in terms of the chaos in the two matches. But Shattern 6-2. Last year, these two teams met up a total of four times. They met up five times. Two of them were best of five set matches. The Shattern Cardinals got both of those. The other three were in tournament play, best of three, and the Alliance Bulldogs actually won every single time. But again, the Shattern Cardinals, and this is actually the series that's been played the most between the between Shattern Cardinals and another opposing team. Shattern Cardinals have played the Alliance Bulldogs a total of 58 times over the since 2006, when Max Preps, when the state of Nebraska required Max Preps to log all the team scores which for the season. So Shattern leads the series totally by a 36-22 margin. Let's talk about the Alliance Bulldogs a little bit, coming from an hour down the road, Highway 385, come up through the Pine Ridge of National Forest, get up here to Shattern and play. And now here at the Shattern Birdcage at the high school, Alliance Bulldogs 2-7 on the season. Their last two matches were both sweeps, but it was in opposite ways. Their last match a week ago was up in Rapid City, up at Rapid City Christian, where they swept Rapid City Christian 3-0. And then last week also they played Scottsbluff and was swept themselves 3-0. The Alliance Bulldogs 2-7, head coach by Tabitha Unzicker, the daughter of the superintendent of Alliance Public Schools, Troy Unzicker. They're looking to get their season back on track. So far this season, they are 2-1 in best of five matches. They've been playing a lot of tournament matches. Both these teams typically play in a lot of tournament matches, go play a lot of higher level teams. Both teams have played up in Wyoming already, played in South Dakota. Just well-traveled teams looking to get their season on the right track here at the Birdcage. As part of homecoming week for the Shattern Cardinals, the first home game of the week. Well, earlier today, out at Ridgeview Country Club, Shattern Cardinals girls golf team took the Shattern invite with an outstanding score of, I believe, 373. All four team scorers logged a top 10 finish in the Shattern invite. That was headlined. Just trying to pull this up real fast. It was headlined by, I believe, the champion of the tournament. Sorry, just pulling this up real fast. Yes, it was headlined by the Shattern Cardinals. The leader, team leader this afternoon was Tegan Bach, I beg your pardon, shot an 83 to finish first. Reese Ritterbush tied for third and won on the scorecard playoff with a 93. The team themselves again shot a 373. Scottsbluff followed with a 393. Sydney 406, Gearing in fourth with a 443. Valentine followed in fifth with a 477. And Alliance with a 476. We're just a few minutes from first serve here at the Birdcage. Let's talk about the Shattern Lock keys to the game tonight. Shattern Lock, your local dealer for locks, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. For Shattern, you're in front of your home crowd, your home opener. A little bit of a late start for a home opener in terms of how late in the season it is. Played eight matches, just your ninth, and you're finally playing in front of your home crowd. And I will say, on this Shattern side, it is absolutely packed. It's hot in here. Can you control your emotions in playing in your first home match of the season? And on the flip side, Alliance, you're 2-7, a young team overall. Well, not young, but inexperienced in terms of, can you step up to the big stage for the Alliance Bulldogs? We'll see if they can do that. Head coach Tabitha Unzicker knows what it takes to get to state tournament. She's made it before coaching down at Baird. So she knows how to get there and how to get it done. But they're going up against their rival in the Shattern Cardinals. Again, these two teams have played 58 times since 2006, which, according to Max Preps, is by far the most for the Shattern Cardinals. Shattern tonight will be wearing their home whites, the libero, with a black top, all black shorts for the Shattern Cardinals. Alliance will be wearing blue tops with black shorts. We still got a minute to go here on the Shattern Community Hospital pre-game show. We'll stick it here because I'm starting lineups in the national anthem. In fact, I'll go ahead and jump into the Country Kitchen starting lineups. Country Kitchen A Place Like Home on 10th Street in Chattern. Chattern will come out with Bo Barron's number two, number three, Sophie Watson. Joe Grice is number four. She's a 5 foot nine sophomore, Kiera Hegg. Number 10, a 6 foot tall senior, the only senior, Paige Slingsby. 5 foot nine junior, Jenny Pint, a 5 foot 10 junior, and Rayleigh Poirier is the libero for the Chattern Cardinals tonight. Alliance, they'll come out with Macy Seabom, the libero. She'll be wearing, I believe, number 22 tonight. Looking at her, yep, she's wearing number one, actually. Kaya Adams, Addison Weber, Josie Sanders, number 10, Taylor Thompson, Ailey Shannon, and Shyla Salcedo. Looks like they're starting to line up for the national anthem, so we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll be back here on the Chattern Community Hospital pregame show.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chattern.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Here on the Chattern Community Hospital pregame show, the Alliance Bulldogs, Chattern Cardinals coming up next here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Chattern.com. Chase Thompson here at the In the Platte Valley Broadcasting broadcast booth here on a hot Tuesday night. We topped out at 93 degrees here in Chattern today. It is hot in this birdcage. I remember going to the middle school birdcage as a kid and through high school. One of the craziest venues I've ever witnessed a game in. This venue that they've turned into here at Chattern, equally as nice. The lights have turned off as they've turned on the video board for the Chattern Cardinals. The entry video to my left. This is really cool. Hats off to Chattern for what they've done with this high school gym. Where I remember playing JV games growing up, freshman, and watching volleyball as a high schooler. So cool to be in this gym and see what they've done over the past few years. Later on this week here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Chattern.com, we'll have Layton, taking on, Layton and Crawford. That'll be on Friday night here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Chattern.com. Over on 610 AM KCSR, as the finale of homecoming week, we will have the Chattern Cardinals 2-0 against the Mitchell Tigers 1-1. That'll be at 6:30. We're here at Chattern for the Chattern Community Hospital pregame show with a 7 o'clock first kick from Cardinal Field. Glenn Bailey averaging 269 yards per game this season. He ended up with just over 300 instead of the mark I have at 340. He officially ended up with 304 yards, I believe, last week. Only the second time a Chattern Cardinal rusher has run for over 300 yards. He is the one who's gone in both. The lights are out here at the Birdcage. The starting lineup for the Shattern Cardinals being announced on the video board to my left with a red background behind the video. Red backlights to the Shattern above the video board. An incredible sight here in the north, in the southeast part of Shattern. Lights will be going right to left on your radio dial. Again, things are off. They'll be going for their offense. Shattern will be going left to right. Again, they're wearing their home white uniforms with black shorts. Lions with blue tops and black shorts. The libero for Lions, Macy Seabaum, wearing a white top. And the libero for Shattern wearing a black top with white numbers. The lights are back on. It's time for State Farm Insurance First Serve. Like a good neighbor, Tracy Strohine and State Farm is there for you. Thank you for joining us here tonight, the start of a busy few weeks here on KBPY and KCSR, with everything being streamed live at shadrad.com. Lions again going right to left with their offense going right to your, going from my right to left to begin. Shattern going left to right. Blakely Hoffman, head coach for the Shattern Cardinals, told me pregame she's anxious. Can the team overcome their first home match? She doesn't want this to go five. She's nervous if they go five. Last year, neither one went five. Actually, the one at home did go five. No, it was the one in Alliance that went five. One here went four and was pretty crazy as well. In fact, looking at it, three of the five sets was last year. Alliance went past 21. Alliance led 2-1. Shattern won the rest of the way. Looks like it'll be Alliance who serves from my right. It will be Josie Sanders who gets the first. So we're bringing in the game ball, and it is the homecoming king for Shattern High School, wearing a Dirk Nowitzki jersey. Hands off the ball, and it goes over to Josie Sanders to my right. Thank you for joining us. First of many volleyball matches this season here on KBBY is underway. The first serve gets behind the 10-foot line, dug up. Three ball to Alliance. Set middle coming near side. Coming up is Adams. Gets it over, and gets to the ground. No. The violation, net violation is called. Bigger part of that was Weber. It's 1-0. Cardinals. Back to serve from Shattern to my left. Sophie Watson, 5'5", sophomore. Sends it back middle. Dug up. It's a free ball. And no, it's out for the first ace of the game. Two nothing here at the Birdcage. Cardinals on top. Watson with the right hand serve. Dug back middle right. Set near side. That is Kaya Adams who comes up and gets the kill. The first of the match for the Bulldogs. Ends a 2-0 Cardinal run for the start as Macy Seabaum will check in for the service. She'll serve it from directly middle. Fires it with the right hand. Dug up back middle. Set far side. Swung at nearly. Gets down. Good dig by Lance, but it is a kill. Looks like Paige Slinsby with the kill. Makes it 3-1 Cardinals. Back to serve is Barons. It's a liner and it gets down for an ace. Clipped the top of the net. Got down for the ace. Makes it 4-1 Cardinals. Back with the same serve and another ace for Barons. Yeah, it's 5-1. Yep, 5-1. Cardinals. Barons with two straight aces. Steps back. No, a sub for Alliance. Late sub. They check in Avery Gomez, a freshman. She goes to the back right corner. It's a Tabaton. Zuckermade. Switch the serve. Goes back middle. Not nearly as a straight line. Seabaum force. Sending the free ball from down the 10-foot line. Set near side. Push middle. Slammed down by Grease, but dug up by Alliance. Free ball coming in. It gets out of play. And Cardinals, after getting up 3-1, forced the Alliance Bulldog timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Gunbar's Union Design and top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our first set sponsor, Nebraska Bank, rooted for you and rooting for you.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Shadron now on a 3-0 run coming out of the Alliance timeout. Barron's back to serve. It's dug up back middle. Set to the far post. Received by Shadron. Push on the far side and swinging and missing as the Cardinals look like Hegg. With the miss. No, that was not. The Alliance ends a 3-0 run to bring it back 6-2. Back to serve for the Bulldogs. Taylor Thompson, the senior. Studio 308, Dean Nitch at Studio 308, specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Come up and swinging at it. And Slingsby. Dug up 10-foot line by C-Bomb, and a kill on the far side by Macy Brooks. Second kill of the match for the Bulldogs. Kept the lead down to 3-point difference. 6-3 Cardinals. Double by Shadron. Back set, far side, block of the net. Alliance gets it over. Push far side, Slingsby fires the kill shot. It hits the net. We'll see what they rule it as. It's an Alliance point. It never got over the net. Head coach for Shadron, Blakely Hoffman, asking for an explanation. She's saying the back officials saying that it was a different call, but the officials are saying it never got over the net. I think the line judge was ruling it that it did. A good serve. An ace by Taylor Thompson. Went back left corner from review. Got down for the ace. Back within one. 6-5 Cardinals on top. Sends another one right back middle. Shadron forces send the free ball over. Set middle, coming near side, swing at it is Salcido, and the Shadron fans are on the same call that just went against them, and they get it. And it's a point for the Cardinals. Back to serve for Shadron. Jimmy Pantanen sends the serve long. 7-6 Cardinals. Addison Weber now. We're back to serve for Alliance. Stands on the right side, fires it into the net. Back-to-back service errors. Make it 8-6 Cardinals. Now Paige Slingsby. We're back. She'll come in a little bit closer to the near sideline with serve. Lefty fires it over. That's another long one. 3 straight service errors. They're just creating points at the moment. 8-7 Cardinals. So Salcido sends a serve. That is down for an ace. Cardinals thought it was long. It evens it up at 8 apiece. Shadron Chiropractic. You've only got one spine. Take care of it. With supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. Salcido with another good serve. Got down to the 10-foot line. Free ball over to Alliance. Fight at the net. Blocked by the Cardinals. Alliance touch over. Sending it back far side of the back set. Was pinned over to Alcorn. She gets the kill. Now back to serve is Bailey Poirier. Libero. Just dug up back middle. Good kill by Josie Sanders. found an empty space in the middle of the Cardinal defense. It's 9 apiece here early at the Birdcage. Really good crowd on hand. The Cardinal side is three-quarters full. The far side lines has their section three-fourths full as well. Barons with kill attempt. Dug up by Lions. Kill attempt near side. Far side is shattering. Watson tried to send it over. Team's just trying to figure it out right now. Watson tries to send it down back middle. Dug up by the Bulldogs. Miscommunication. That was close to being out. Shattering's going to send over a free ball. Set middle. Block at the net. Double block for the Cardinals. Seabom sets it back far side. To Adams. And it's the Cardinals' point. I think Adams knows the setter who is a little too aggressive with her set. And it's the freshman, Jesse Alcorn. Goes back to serve. An incredible start to her young career. The serve looking for the back right corner is just a little long. Keeps it, reties it. Now 10 apiece. Alcorn will go out. Peg will come back on for the Cardinals. Back to serve is Josie Sanders. Sends to the back left corner. Sly attempt at a kill by Watson. Alliance forced to send over the free ball. It wasn't a free ball. It's a fight at the net, and Alliance gets the roof block and takes their first lead of the match, 11-10. So Sanders will go back to serve once again. The righty sends it. It's deep. It stays in, and we'll see what they call it. It's another roof block for Alliance, and Blakely Hoffman will be forced to call a timeout. 12-10. The Alliance Bulldogs lead the Shattuck Cardinals midway through this first set. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and top match of Brody, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. This first set also sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted for you and rooting for you. Again, coming up later this week here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Shadrad.com. We've got the Crawford Rams hosting the Leighton Warriors. We'll have a 6:35 pregame, 6:30, 6:35 with kick following at 7 from Crawford. Next Friday, we'll be doubling up here on 107.7 KBPY. We've got Putter Dicks at Sioux County. I'll be in Harrison for that one with a pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. And then Jeremy Anderson's heading over to Hot Springs next Friday. The Hot Springs Bison hosting Lakota Tech. I believe that's 7 o'clock kick. Stay tuned to our website, shadrad.com, for updates on the schedule. Watson will be back to serve. Set middle, far side. Watson tried to get it down. Testing the middle part of that defense. Free ball to the Cardinals. 12-10 Alliance with the lead. Set up middle. Adams tried to get it down. It's Weber, I beg your pardon. And a kill for Watson. She switched up what she was doing. She's been going with the soft attempt, but that time she sent down the boom and got it down. I guess the Cardinals back within one. 12-11 Alliance with the lead. Now Watson will serve middle. Dug up back middle. Had some steam behind it. Adams from down the 10-foot line. Free ball coming to the Cardinals. Set middle. Barons with the kill. That's her first kill of the match. Three players net each with a kill. Barons with two aces so far in this first set. Watson will serve. Same spot. Free ball dig toward the Cardinals from Alliance. Set middle. Barons at the net. Blocked. Seabom with a dig. Quick pushover, fight at the net. And a kill. I couldn't see who that was. That was either Kaya Adams or Addison Weber. They're going to give it to Kaya Adams, her first kill of the night. And back to serve will be Macy Seabom. Her daughter, Chris, longtime head football coach, now serving as principal at Alliance Middle School. Fight at the net, blocked. And a net violation called. They're going to call it on Alliance. So it's a point for the Cardinals. back to meet Cecilia Murdock, Chris, a longtime head coach, Shattern Hylong. TD Stein taking over for him. At this point, you got to consider that a trade. Me for TD, I come from Alliance, TD for Shattern, and I trade spots. Good serve attempt by Barron's. Free ball coming. Sebon able just to get over the net. Set middle. Fight the net. Blocked by the Bulldogs. It went down with the roof block. Bryce with the attempt. And the Bulldogs get back the lead. 14-13 in this first set of back and forth to Farewell. Shattern had a big run to begin the first set. Lions have stormed back, and since they got it close, it's been back and forth. Good kill by Pint. She sent it over. They've been looking around the 10-foot line for a soft send-over. That time it was Pint who got the kill. 14 apiece. Back to serve. That's Pint. Dug up middle. Adams with the attempt. A bigger part, and that is Weber. Set far side. Blocked. No, it never got over. That'll be Addison Weber back to serve. With the official standing in front of me, it's kind of hard to differentiate between Weber and Adams from my viewpoint. Serve was dug middle by the Cardinals. Slingsby. As Alcorn. Kill attempt. It went long. Alliance with a 2-point lead. Tied for the largest lead of this first set. These two teams can go back and forth all night. Over to serve back middle, coming up and finishing off on the free ball, Sanders. No, she touched the net, a net violation on Sanders. Makes it 16-15, Bulldogs. So B will serve. Back left, right middle, she gets an ace out of the deal. Her first ace of the match. Ties it back up in this first set at 16 apiece. Seems to be with the serve. Dug middle. Free ball coming. Roof. Dump attempt by Shattern. Sent back over by Alliance. Shattern will run their system. Pushed over near side. Alcorn got it flat underneath the bottom of her hand, and it went long. Alliance back with the lead, 17-16. Now back to serve. Shyla Salcido. Salcido, a righty. Fires it off the top of the net, but stays on her side. 4-0 there, 17 apiece. Thrivent Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust at Shattern at 308-430-0760. Serve from Shattern, set up far side. Out of balance is Brooks. She was able to get it over. Set far side. Watson. Set up by Weber. Block at the net. Was Adams. Free ball over. Shattern get up, set it up for a free ball. It is a free ball over to Alliance's side. And it was Sanders who got the kill. 18-17. Nice service set over by Bailey Shannon, and getting the kill on the far side is Bo Barron's. As Jesse Alcorn will go back to serve, 18 apiece, late in this first set. Serve goes to the back left corner set near side. Adams sends it over. She gets it right back. Blocked at the net. And that'll be a roof block kill for Watson. And Shattern now has flipped the script and taken the lead again. As Alcorn will go back to serve, the 5'10" freshman has had a really good start to her varsity career. And of course, to say that, she sends one to the net to make him 19 apiece. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your ring pro partner in Shattern. Making your home or business feel like the perfect season, all season. Call the guys in the know about a ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Good serve. Gets down for an ace by Sanders. It was short of Hag, I beg your pardon, who was hanging out in the back right corner. Got the ace down the line, so now it's the lead 20-19, and another ace for Sanders. And Blakely Hoffman will be forced to call a timeout for the Shannon Cardinals. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. 21-19 Bulldogs late in this first set. I'm Chase Thompson hanging out here at the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth on a packed Tuesday night with assistance for Shadron, actually trying to cool off her team. How hot it is here in the Birdcage. Absolutely love this field. Scooter's Coffee. Grab the caramel apple smoothie at Scooter's Coffee. Crisp, tart green apple, perfectly balanced with smooth and decadent caramel. Make for the perfect smoothie. Add energy or protein to power through the rest of your day. American Legion, the American Legion Post 12, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sun, the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. And Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. 21-19 Alliance with the lead as sending the serve over. Getting it right back at her. Is Josie Sanders in a kill. It was Hague with the kill. That's the deficit down to 1, 21-20. Alliance with the lead as Sophie Watson goes back to serve. Alrighty, sends it. That's close. Oh, don't. That was way too close for see. A lot of times that home court advantage could be the call, but the official was standing right out. Right there, could see that. It was close. It was long. Point Alliance. Seabomb back to serve up 22-20. Set middle. Barons. It's it over. Free ball coming to the Cardinals. Bad pass set up. Far side. And a kill from Paige Slingsby. Her second of the match. Brings it back to 1, 22-21. Alliance Bulldogs leading late in this first set. As Barons will serve it. Fight at the net. Shannon will set up their offense in system. Set far side. Blocked at the net. The kill for Slingsby. Back-to-back kills. Ties it up at 22 apiece. Tabitha Unsicker, the head coach from Alliance, does have a timeout. She'll choose to use it. 22 apiece late in this first set. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. And I've been looking for, I look forward to doing all these sponsor reads, but this one is going to be a special one. Book your next appointment with T-Salon Online or call 430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. While I say that, I want to congratulate the owner of T-Salon and Boutique, Tegan Westermeyer, now Dunbar, on her marriage over the weekend. I've known Tegan for quite some time. We're only a couple years apart age-wise. And I've seen some pictures. It looks like a fantastic wedding up there in the Black Hills. So congratulations to Tegan and Dan Dunbar on their marriage over this past weekend. And thank you to all of our sponsors for coming on board and making this coverage of Shattern High School Athletics possible. 22 apiece. As back to serve is Barons. She sends it clips to the top of the net, dug up by Salcedo. Back at the net, and it's not going to get over. A Shattern's back with the lead. Barons with the 2-0 run. Sends serve back middle, dug up by the Bulldogs. Salcedo, I beg your pardon, that's Shannon who sends it over. Set middle. Kill attempt goes long. We're back at 23 apiece. Last year, these teams had a similar setup where both sets went long. No timeouts left. Set near side. Rice just missed long. Tried to get it over, but it was dug up by the Bulldogs. Set near side. Rice gets blocked. And Alliance with set point.
double block up the middle. Here's the Lions set point. Now the Bulldog faithful clapping on the back right corner from my view. Set far side. Slingsby hits it into the net. They're going to say it did get touched by a Bulldog. Three ball to the Lions. Set middle. Miscommunication. Shattern will get an opportunity to tie it up. Back set to Grice. Got blocked. Shattern with another chance. Come from the back row is Watson. And gets it down for the kill. Watson now with three kills in this first set. Ties it up to 24 apiece. Remember, it's a win by two situation, so we go all night long. Back to serve is the Cardinals. Serve back long. Another service error for the Cardinals. His Alliance set point 25-24 Bulldogs. And Addison Weber will go back to serve. Weber, a junior. A lot of seniors and juniors on this roster as Weberson's serve dug up by Poirier. Grice with a cute little drop shot, gets it down. Back to 25 apiece. Remember, win by two as Paige Slingsby will go back to serve. Slingsby, the lefty, jump serve, dug up back right. Far pass over right. Salcido sends it long. He was aiming for the back left corner from her view. It went long and now Shattered has set point. Slingsby will serve. Staying about 4 or 5 steps from the near sideline. The lefty sends it back middle. Dug up by Seaboff. Set back set middle. Loose ball. It's a free ball. The Lions. Good defense by Shattered. Can they keep this alive? Barron's. Watson forced to center with three ball. What's the call? It's a net violation on the Bulldogs, and the Cardinals won the first set 27-25. What an entertaining first set. Cardinals had a 6-point lead at one point. The Bulldogs battled, and after that, it wasn't more than a 2-point lead for either side late in that first set. 27-25, the Cardinals lead 1-0 after the first set. The first set was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted for you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a 2-minute timeout. Second set coming up next here on KBBY.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chatham, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chatham, unless you like being stranded.
Back to the bird.
Birdcage. Shattern won the first set 27-25. Lead 1-0 in this best 3 out of 5 match. Second set is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. And we can't, with no halftime here in volleyball, we'll go ahead and thank our halftime sponsor, which you'll hear every time we're involved with football and basketball. Shatter Insurance, insurance to fake. He's a proud supporter of Shatter Athletics in our halftime show. It is hot in here. My goodness. 95 degrees here in Shatter today. It was miserable outside. But this is how a gym should feel like. It is very hot in here. You can see the players all tripping in sweat. The coaches trying to use their clipboards as cooling fans. Doesn't get much better than this. A packed gym in a hot environment. As the teams are subbing their liberos, subbing for their liberos right now. Macy Seabaum for Alliance and Rayleigh Poirier for the Cardinals. And back to serve for Shattern is Sophie Watson. Remember in high school, they don't flip sides anymore. As Watson will serve, she sends the right-hand serve back middle. Dug up by Seabaum, set far side. Sending it long is Josie Sanders. Out there for Shattern to begin the second set. I talked about Watson. I talked about Poirier. Varsai Saloon out there, a junior, as send the serve over is Watson. Dug up middle, block up the net. Free ball over. Good attempt by Taylor Thompson to try to get a kill. It's going to allow another free ball. She sends it back over. Shattern out of sorts. Bo Barons tried to get a kill. That went off the bottom of the net, and it goes through the net, and a kill. It rolled off the net. I believe that was Josie Sanders who did that for her third kill of the match. It's back 2-1 apiece, even in this second set. Sanders will be the one who serves it. It's back deep. Watson couldn't get out of the way. And Sanders, who's been a stat machine so far this match, gets another ace. But for Shattern, also out there right now is Paige Slingsby. I believe Jenny Pint. It is Jenny. She sets it up. Back set. Torn. Barons. Alliance out of sorts. And a kill. For Shattern. Two apiece early on in this second set. Alliance trying to get their alignment arranged. As Barons will serve with a 5'7" junior, sends it over with the right hand. Dug back middle, free ball coming. With block, yep, that's what they're going to rule it as. No, I never got over. As the Shattern students, apparently it's Jersey night here at the Birdcage, and the serve goes in the net. Ties it up at 3 apiece. Alliance makes the sub. Shiloh Salcido checks in. Also out there is Bailey Shannon. Talked about Josie Sanders. Three players at the net who unfortunately cannot see at the moment. Serve back right middle. Push over. By Penn, she gets down to the kill. And she'll go back to serve after Shattern checks in. Josie Alcorn, who'll wind up in the middle. Alliance with the 3-3 setup. Two in front of the 10-foot line, four behind. Free ball coming from Salcino. She tries to cross court with a dug up by Slingsby. Set back over Slingsby, who just fans on shot attempt. It's back to 4 apiece. Outside of Shattern's run early in the first set, these two teams have not had much separation. As Thompson will go back to serve. It's a liner. Left middle. Alcorn tried to send it down, set middle by Alliance. Adams, maybe bigger part than Weber. Push set over to Alcorn on the far side. Good recovery by the Bulldogs. Free ball coming up. They can get it over. Salcido able to do it. Shattern, you feel the momentum as they set up on this free ball and sending it long is Slingsby. Alliance back with the lead, 5-4 Bulldogs. Studio 308, Dean Nitchin Studio 308, specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Seabaugh sends over the free ball. Back left corner is a good free ball, actually, set up. Alcorn with the attempt. And a net violation on Alliance. Knots it up at 5 apiece. Early in this second set, which is sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Leniger. Singsby will serve it. 5'9" junior. Fires it off the left hand. Dug up in the middle. Weber sets it near side. Free ball over. Weber forced to react. That is out. Lions tried to get it over. Just hung up in the air. Went over the official standing on the ladder. And it touched on. The sponsored logo is on this floor here at the Birdcage. Shatter and back with lead 6-5. Singsby will serve it back right corner long. As we've hit the top of the hour here on 107.7 KBPY FM. Hay Springs, Nebraska and ShatterRad.com. Chase Thompson here with you from the Birdcage. Six apiece between the Shatter and Cardinals and the Lions Bulldogs as Weber sent the serve long. Shattering back up with the 7-6 lead. No feelings of momentum so far in this second set of this Poirier. Sudden serving, she gets an ace out of the deal. Gives them an 8-6 lead, the largest lead of any team in this second set. Remember, Shattering had a up to 5-point lead at one point in the first set. Been back and forth sent. Set middle by Salcedo. Salcedo tried to send him and got blocked by Sophie Watson. And Cardinals now have a 3-point lead, 9-6. So we're sent over by Porter. Salcedo from the 10-foot line, not able to get anything on it. Sends it into the net. And Cardinals now on a 5-point run. Makes it 11-6. There, good serve. Picked up back middle by Seabaugh, sent over. Back set near side. Alcorn with kill attempt. Dug up by the Bulldogs. Brooks forced to send it over. Set up by Perrier on the 10-foot line. Alcorn got blocked. Seabaugh with the dig. Set up near side, Salcedo. Got blocked. Back set far side. Brooks. Yeah, dug up. By Pint. And shot into the net by Alton. Gets down for the kill. Now it's, I believe, 12-6. Shattering. Scoreboard says 11-6. That's where we'll serve. Dug up by Salcedo from back left middle. Good kill attempt. Seems to be forced to dig it up. It hits the ceiling. It goes out of play. It'll be a Bulldog point. Cuts it down to officially 11-7. Cardinals. The Alliance makes one sub. Salcedo will go back to serve for the Bulldogs. Down by four. Righty. Sends it back right. Dug up. That's Singsby. Burns forced to fire it from 15 feet out. Sanders gets blocked at the net. Adams forced to pass it over. Shot attempt by Alcorn. Dug up back middle. Salcedo. Nope. Dug up by Poirier. Pass far side. Watson. Fight at the net. And a kill gets down by Kaylee Thompson. Brings it back within 3, 11-8. Salcedo will serve once again. Will serve at the 10-foot line. Kent tried to get it over. Lions now in system. Salcedo sends it over beyond the 10-foot line and gets a kill out of the deal.
7-9, the tally. Shattern with the lead, Alliance with 3-0 run. Set far side to Barons. They hit off the antenna, but no, Alliance got into the net. Ends the run. As Cardinals, no, it was Alliance point. It was a net violation by the Cardinals. We'll go ahead and take a timeout, 11-10, Shattern over Alliance. This timeout is sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. We'll go ahead and take a break for our sponsor, second set sponsor, Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau financial services agent, Brian Leniger in Shattern. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
We're back here at the Birdcage. Alliance now on a 5-0 run, forced the Shattern Cardinal timeout. Timeouts again are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top match and bargain, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Sophia Salcido out of the timeout. Wallace sends it back wide right. Ends the 5-0 run for the Bulldogs. Make it 12-10. Cardinals. Hey, tomorrow night on Sports Weekly, you can hear me and head coach for the Shattern Cardinals, Blakely Hoffman. And I believe Kira Hill will be on show. And speaking of Shattern, that is Josie Alcorn. Josie Alcorn with the save at Baker with the ace.
I showed it to Aaron, but like, that's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
13-10 Cardinals. But Blakely, I think we'll have Kira Hill come on over. And we might see a little bit of sports talk happen in the second half of Sports Review tomorrow night out at the winery as getting the kill. And Josie Sanders. Now four kills for Sanders as going back to serve is Bailey Shannon. Shannon will hint that she's going to send it with the right hand. Dug up middle, block at the net. And a point for the Cardinals. And Sophie Watson will go back to serve for the Cardinals. 14-11 Shattern for the Lions Bulldogs midway through the second set. Shannon had to fight and claw their way to a 27-25 win in the first as Watson sends the serve wide left. Makes it 14-12. Sanders will go back to serve for Alliance. Variety sends a high arcing serve dug up by Poirier, received by Poirier at the back middle. Barons dug up by Alliance, free ball over to Alliance. Barons with kill attempt. Set far side, and a kill by Paige Slingsby. Her fourth, as going back to serve, rebounds. Shattern Chiropractic, you only got one spine. Take care of it. Supportive chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. That's set far side and rolling off the top of the net. Stays on their side. That was Kaya Adams. Shattern now up to a 4-point lead, 16-12. Barons will serve. Received back middle by Shannon. Set near side to Weber. Shattern not able to get any control of it. It's a point for the Bulldogs. Shattern still holds a slim 16-13 lead. Macy Seabaum will serve. Fires it middle as a punch serve. Then sets it up middle. Sending it long. It was set was short for Grice. Don't blame her too much for that. It's a point for the Bulldogs. After the heel attempt went long, Seabaum will serve it once again. Aims back right corner. Received by the Cardinals, Pint in the middle, sets it over. Alliance now in system, set up near side for Weber. Far side. Slingsby. Lyons. Saucedo gets wolf blocked at the net. Loose ball. That's a point for Cardinals. Alcorn will check in for the Cardinals. And a timeout taken by Tabitha Unzik for the Bulldogs. The first of the set. Both teams have one more timeout. Thrive at Financial. Expert financial advice. It starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rustin Shatterin at 308-430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ring Pro partner in Shatterin, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ring unit today at 308-432-6722. Scooter's Coffee. Grab the caramel apple smoothie at Scooter's Coffee. Crisp, tart green apple, perfectly blended with smooth and decadent caramel, make for the perfect smoothie. Add energy or protein to power through the rest of your day. American Legion, the American Legion. The most 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. Lyons comes out of the timeout. Cardinals up by 3, 17-14 late in this second set, which, by the way, is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lediger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lediger. Shattern looking to go up 2-0 in this match. Pence sends over the serve, dug up back right. Saucedo sends it over. Shattern plays a tone, saying to miss. That goes off the top of the net. Lance pushes it over. Good rally unfolding. Slingsby sends it over, dug up back middle by Sanders. Set the net. Shattering out of sorts. Alliance forced to set on with the free ball. Pent set middle. Grice comes up, dug up by Seabomb. Weber gets the kill. Ends the 4-0 Cardinal run and makes it 17-15, Shattering in the lead. Back to serve will be Kaylee Thompson. Ruddy shoves it over. Set by Pint. Far side. Alcorn Dover gets it over the net. Lyons back with them one. Remember, the Cardinals, the last two matches have both gone five sets. Head coach Blakely Hoffman wanted to avoid it tonight. Thompson sent over the serve. Set middle by Pint. Rice at the net. Got blocked. She gets a double hit on that. And Alliance ties it back up at 17 apiece. Thompson will serve it for the Bulldogs. Singing out the right block on the basketball lines. Serve back left corner. Again, 10-foot line is Slingsby. Dug up by Sanders, and Slingsby ends up with the kill. Shattering back with the lead at 18-17. Sophie Watson will tie her shoe. Well, Paige Slingsby will go back to serve. She'll also serve from the right block. Liner goes off top of the net, nearly gets down for the ace. Lyons forced to send over the free ball. Set middle by Pint. Back set, near side, Alcorn. Lyons, miscommunication. Do they get it over? Weber sends it over. Pint pushes it over. Middle, Grice. Got blocked. Set near side. Salcedo gets blocked. Fight at the net. Lyons forced it over. That was going out. Poirier just lost track of where she was at, and they send over a free ball to the Bulldogs. Back set. No, middle set. Weber. Dug up by the Cardinals. The cross court. Free pass from the Cardinals. It's tipped over. And it's off of Lyons. And the Cardinals now lead by 2, 19-17. Blakely Hoffman, with a smile on her face, sends the ball back to her junior. It'll be serving Paige Slingsby. 5'9" junior, the lefty, fires it over, back right corner, dug up, set middle, push near side actually. Brooks taps it over. Cardinals try to get in system. Watson at her kill attempt, dug up. Brooks with the free ball. Pence sets it near side. Alcorn, the freshman, gets the kill.
Cardinals now have their largest lead since they led 6-1 early in the first set. Lions battled back, went back and forth, had the lead at moments. The second set has been back and forth, all Cardinals though. Good serve by Slingsby. Puts off the top of the net and goes down for the kill, and the Lions is going to call a timeout. Their second of the second set. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Threat Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact your local financial associate, Ben Rust, and Shatter at 308-430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical, Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shatter, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Scooter's Coffee. I've already read these a few times. Grab the caramel apple smoothie at Scooter's Coffee. There's tart green apple perfectly blended with smooth and decadent caramel. Make for the perfect smoothie. Add energy or protein to power through the rest of your day. Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any other kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. American Legion, the American Legion Post, along with the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of Shattering Athletics. And we'll get to our final one, Tees Salon and Boutique, after this point. Back to serve is Mitch Slingsby. The lefty fires it, middle, received by Salcido, set up by C-Bomb. Salcido with the fire over from beyond the 10-foot line, set far side. Watson gets blocked. She runs into the net. It's a point for the Bulldogs on the net violation. Tees Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with Tees Salon online or call 430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Congratulations to owner Tegan Westmeyer, now Dunbar, on her marriage to Dan Dunbar over the past weekend. Thank you for supporting Shatter and Flex to all of our sponsors. Brooks gets blocked in the net, a rough block for the Cardinals. 22-18 Shatter. Poirier will go back to serve. Brady fires it over. Dug up by Weber. Set Salcido, forced to punch it over. Bent just sends it over. Set near side, Salcido slaps it with the open right hand. Loose ball, kill down for the Cardinals. Couldn't see who it was. And the Cardinals now are encroaching on set point. Lions will make a sub. They'll bring in number 20. She don't have a number 20 for Alliance. So towards Salcido, dug up. C-bomb forced center with a free ball. Lance, back middle, set pin. Tipped over. Went through the hands of one of the Bulldog players as Behrens gets the kill. And the Cardinals now past set point. 27-25 was the first set score. 24-18. Poirier will serve. Gone back left, dug up by Weber, sent over by the Bulldogs. Salcido able to get over. Back set near side. Alcorn is blocked. Thompson sending over. Set middle. Alcorn at the net, blocked. Thompson passes it over to Seabone, who just dips it over. Pent pushes it over far side. Watson dug up by Alliance. Middle. That's Sanders and got it down for the kill. Sanders, team leader in kills with five so far this match. Cuts the deficit down to five as Shattering leads 24-19. Fans here on the near side clapping as Shaila Salcido will go back to serve. Fires it over with the right hand and it's long and a service error. Ends the second set 25-19. The Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs after two sets. 27-25 the first set, 25-19 the second set. Thank you to our sponsor, Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lediger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lediger for sponsoring our second set. We'll go ahead and take a break. Third set coming up next. Here on 107.7 KBBY FM and ShatterAd.com.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Back to the Birdcage, 2-0. The Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs 27-25, 25-19. This third set is sponsored by Greitzen Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. I'm Chase Thompson, hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. You belong here, member FDIC. We'll get our Donnie Dotson player. We'll get our Fair Farm Service Barbershop player of the game later on. Donnie Dotson at Service Barber is a longtime supporter of our area athletes. Alliance will serve first, down 2-0 in terms of the match. 27-25, 25-19. First two set scores as Josie Sanders will go back to serve. AC Seabaum out there along with Bailey Shannon. And serve is dug up middle by Shattern. Push far side. Watson, Sophie Watson sends it over. Dug up by Adams. Back to Adams. She's forced to pass it over. Set by Jenny Pint. And Bo Behrens gets a kill. Watson will serve. Riley Poirier out there as well for the Cardinals. Paige Slingsby and Kira Haig. Serve from Watson is an ace. See if Shannon can continue this momentum going up against the Alliance line. As Kaya Adams out there along with Kaylee Thompson. Asim Weber in the back row is Macy Seabaum, Bailey Shannon, and Josie Sanders. And Sanders goes and gets a kill. Right at, the 10-foot line in the middle. It's Alliance, their first point of the third set. 2-1. Talked about what Coach Blakely Hoffman told me pregame about Shadron Law keys the game and how she said she didn't want to get this match to go three. Shadron's done a good job so far as Alliance gets the block. After the Paige Slingsby kill attempt. Back to twos. Back even at two apiece. Seabaum sends it over and an ace for Seabaum. Looked like Kira Haig was trying to do something a little fancy with it. Didn't work. Alliance now with the lead in this third set. Seabaum fires safe spot. Sent over by Haig on the free ball. Set middle. Weber gets a kill. No, it's pancaked by Haig, but ends up being a kill anyways.
T-bomb now. 4-0 run. Sends over the serve. Pushed far side by the Cardinals. Hit into the net by Slingsby. Quickly hopping, telling her teammates, okay. It's okay. Just settle down. And it's, by the way, going right to left on your radio dial as I see it. This match shattered going left to right. T-bomb sends over the serve. Breer digs it up. Tipped over by Behrens with the fingertips. Watson with a great dig. And right back into the net is Slingsby and Alliance now. The 6-0 run take the 6-2 lead early on in this third set. Blakely Hoffman with the timeout. Timeout's sponsored by Dunbar's U Design. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take a break for this message from our third set sponsor, Kreitzen Schaefer Law.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitzen Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Alliance on a 6-2 run in this third set. Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. You belong here, member FDIC. ACC bomb will serve. Fires it over the right hand. Dug up middle at the 10-foot line. Fight at the net. Shattern will be able to run their offense. Set near side to Pint. It's to the 10-foot line for Alliance. Thompson steps over the right hand. Set far side. As we try to miss the last three attempts, Kep wanted it in. There's Salcido. Now back over to Slingsby. Dug up back left corner. Thompson pushes it near side to Salcido. Slingsby at Salcido. And Slingsby with the kill. We're still going back to Page. Cardinals are. And it ends a 6-0 run. Serving is Bo Behrens. It's dug up back middle. Thompson sends it over. Grice. Tip back in the back left corner by the Cardinals. Watson with a free ball. Set near side. Salcido. That was Weber who sent it over. Grice off the top of the net and down. Our second kill of the match. Cuts down the Alliance lead to 6-2 Bulldogs, 6-4 Bulldogs midway through this early part in this third set. Fight at the net. And I'm not going to call it a kill. I'll call it a point though for the Cardinals. Now back with them 1-6-5 Alliance. Shatter won the first set 27-25. And second set 25-19. Weber. Flips it over. Push far side. Slingsby out wide. Sinair. Alliance ends a Cardinal 3-0 run and takes the lead and keeps the lead. Stretches it back to 2-7-5. That serving will be Taylor Thompson, liner. And that will be an ace. It was received by the Cardinals, but had some speed, had some spin. Alliance now back up to a 3-point lead. Thompson will serve it. Same spot. And Shattern able to send it over. Seabomb able to realize that was going to land in. Salcido hits it right square in the net. I don't even think that got over the net. You can hear the roof block of it. I didn't think that even got over the net. And it's a point for the Cardinals, now down by 2-8-6. As a substitution for the Cardinals, Jesse Alcorn will check in. Freshman for a senior. Back to serve will be Pent. Serves it back middle. Back set to Weber, who flings it over, aiming for the back right corner. Shattern able to get it. Slingsby sends it. Seabomb palms it, well, hits it flat. Kill attempt. Shattern now. Slingsby hits it in the top of the net. It never went over. That's a point for the Bulldogs. Now we're back up to a 3-point lead. 9-6 in this third set. And serving will be Addison Weber, the junior. Set middle, Grice gets blocked at the net. That's a rough block for the Bulldogs, and now they're up to a 4-point lead. This match has a history of seeing a little bit of insanity. Weber, good serve, back middle. Dug up, sent over by Grice. It barely cleared the net. Lines out of sorts. Sanders with the kill attempt. He goes out wide. Point for the Cardinals. Now Paige Slingsby will go back to serve. Lefty. Barely clears the net. Lyons over to Salcido, and Salcido hits into the block, but it gets down for the kill. Lyons will make a sub. Kaya Adams checks in for Lacey Seabama also. Avery Gomez, who got it in the first set, will come in to serve. Gomez, the freshman righty, sends it over, clips the top of the net, free ball. Sanders finishes it off. Sanders has been dynamite tonight. 7 kills by my count for the senior playing in her last game up here at the Birdcage. And if you're from Alliance, you have memories upon memories of playing up here in Shattern. It's one of the favorite places for all Alliance kids to play at. Sanders having herself a night in her final game at the Birdcage. Kill for Sophie Watson. Aimed back middle and went off Bulldog. And a kill for Watson. Cuts the deficit down to 4. 12-8 Bulldogs. Oh, this isn't good for Shattern. They're out of sorts in terms of the rotation. They're going to get it figured out. We will not call it against Shattern if they figure it out first. Ask the official for help as Jeff Grice will go. Back to serve the righty. Jump serve middle. Dug up by Weber. Set by Thompson, near side coming toward Adams. Dug up, back corner. Watson, tipped it over and got a kill out of the deal. Of the 9, Alliance lead. Shattern cutting back into, cutting into the deficit just a touch. There's Grice, fire that hits off the padding, protecting the poles for the net. Service error, and the Bulldogs and now back up by 4. Now serving to be Bailey Shannon, a senior. Either freshmen, juniors, or seniors on the floor for Alliance tonight. A little weird connection. Sets up for the free ball for Alliance. Adams near side gets down a kill. Her second on the match. And the crowd to my right yelling focus. In a very loud environment here at the Birdcage. Serve sent over by Bailey Shannon. Set middle. Watson came back after in the service. Free ball coming to the Cardinals. No, it's a kill by Taylor Thompson. And Blakely Hoffman will be forced to call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design. Top-notch brewery, including hats, Letterman's jacket, and First Lines stuff. Animals. We can't forget our halftime sponsor, who, well, get enough mention for the night, Shattern Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. They'll be sponsoring our halftimes throughout the entire 2024-2025 sports campaign, whether it be football, basketball. We'll even give them a shout out here. Shattern Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Chase Thompson here with you at the Birdcage on a very hot, steamy Tuesday night in Shattern. It's like the AC has kind of kicked in a little bit. The noise level in here, outstanding. These headphones I'm wearing, very good. But at times, it gets even loud with these things on. As coming out of the timeout, Alliance has a 15-9 lead over Shattuck Cardinals. Going up here on Friday at 107.7 KBPY FM and Shadrat.com. We'll have the Leighton Warriors and Crawford Rams, 6:30 pregame. We'll call it 6:30 with 7 o'clock kick here on KBPY FM and Shadrat.com. Over on 6:00 a.m. KCSR. We have Shattuck Cardinals taking on the Mitchell Tigers to wrap up homecoming week. 7 o'clock kick. Ray Harrison's over the free ball. Set by Thompson. Back set near Keith Sanders, who lays it on the far sideline for the kill. Paints the tape. And the Bulldogs with their largest lead of the match now by 7. 16-9. Shannon's been causing problems with their serve for the Cardinals. Barons gets a kill, aiming back middle, ends. Long run for the Bulldogs, and now Shattern will get the serve once again. Serving will be Alcorn. Goals near side, got close to back line. Three ball set up for Shattern, dipped over by Pint, and she gets a kill out of the deal. Shattern now chewing away. Two in a row for the Cardinals. Can they get three? Turns in Alcorn to serve. Variety fires it. Backliner dug up by a senior, Macy Seelong. Set middle, Sanders. To the back row. Barons dug up by Weber. Set near side. Here comes Adams. Adams fires it into Slingsby. Free ball to the Bulldogs. Back set by Thompson. Sanders puts it to the block and gets another kill. Substitutions as Kira Hag checks back in for the Cardinals. Sanders will serve. Right up by Poirier. Set far side. Watson kills it. Watson lowers the boom. Gets the kill. Now 17-12 Alliance. She'll go back to serve. Set middle, dug up by Shannon. Set up for Adams. Adams returns the favor with the kill. And Macy Seabom, the daughter of a football coach, or former football coach, her dad, Chris Seabom, longtime head coach, coached at Sydney, before returning to his hometown of Alliance. Play at the net. Adams sends it over. Shattering out of sorts. Free ball to the Bulldogs. Weber sets it to Thompson. Here comes Weber. Dumps it over. Pitt sets it up middle. Barons tipped it over. Alliance need to get the communication as Thompson sends it over. Push far side. Hag. I beg your pardon, that's Slingsby. Shannon aims deep. Misses deep. She's aiming for the back right corner. Went long with it. Shattuck student section. Hope they're loud Friday night to cap off a homecoming week. Mitchell Tigers 1-1 need to get this one. Ace serve for Bo Barrels. Zayman back middle. And got an ace out of the deal. Third set cut down to a 4-point deficit. Barrels aims back middle. Fight at the net. Slingsby. Hag sends it over Slingsby, who gets a kill. Hag with the assist on that. That's back to down to a 3-point deficit. And fired into that. Barons lost her balance as she went up for the serve and sent it right into the net as Macy Brooks will check in for Shannon for the Bulldogs. Shannon also made a sub. I believe that was Prayer who came in. It'll be Taylor Thompson, who last time she was back at service for the Bulldogs, created a huge deficit, and she serves it right into the net. She had a good run last time. Couldn't get the run one over. And Shatter Mixova, I believe it was Pence who checks in. 3-point deficit for the Cardinals in this third set, looking to get a sweep over the Lions. They haven't swept up the Lions quite some time, but they have been swept by the Bulldogs. Swept by the Bulldogs in every tournament last year that they met up. And a kill for Macy Brooks. What are they going to call? Yep, they're going to call a kill for Brooks. Joe Grice and the sophomore trying to calm her team down. You want to see that out of your younger team with only one senior on your roster for Blakely Hoffman, head coach. Good serve by Weber. Pushed over. Weber will set up the offense. Near side, Salcido got tipped. Hint. Sends it far side. Alcorn just inside 10-foot line. Dug up by Weber. Push middle. Sanders tipped at the net. Weber with a dig. Thompson pushes it near side. Salcido goes into the top of the net. That never got over. It's back to a 3-point third set. And Slingsby will go back to serve. 2017 Bulldogs in the lead. They've already scored more points than they did in the third set. The first set we had to go for a combined 52 points, and dumping it down is Grice. An overpass for the Bulldogs, resulting in Grice having an opportunity to get the kill. Not only does she get the kill, she forces the timeout from Tabitha Unzicker, the head coach of the Lions Bulldogs. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design at Top Notch Embroidery, including hats, underments, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. The two teams only separated by an hour drive. Made that drive plenty of times. But Blakely Hoffman, the head coach from the Lions, I came to practice in the first week, and the Shattern head coach, Blakely Hoffman, introduced me to her team. I'm from Alliance, if you didn't know that already. I still got family down in Alliance. My nephew actually plays for the Bulldogs in football and basketball. But Blakely introduced me to her team and said that I'm from Alliance. And the reaction that they got was hilarious. They're oohing and aahing, just rubbing it in like, hey, you're from Alliance. Not completely. Well, I grew up in Alliance, went to college in Lincoln, and I'm back here in the Panhandle. I'm so happy to be a voice of your Shattern Cardinals this season and any more going forward. As Paige Slingsby will go back to serve, 5'9" junior. Alliance down to one timeout in the set. Shattern out. Slingsby, the right lefty, sends it deep, serving air. Gets Alliance back up to, I believe, 21-18. Yep, 21-18. And no, 9 plus 10 did not equal this 21. That's coming in to serve is the freshman for Alliance, Avery Gomez, and she sends it long as well. 2-point third set, right? Really clear. I'll go back to serve.
I had it out.
She's a junior and a libero. Service received by Alliance. Libero fight at the net. Sanders with kill attempt. Watson doesn't get it over. Alliance nearing set point 22-19. As Bailey Shannon will check in for the Bulldogs. Brooks go to the bench. Shattern right now has Pence along with Alcorn. And Barron's on the front row. And Sanders on the overpass gets the easy dump down for the kill. She's been dominant. She's been taking this match over. Alliance now 23-19 in this third set. Back row for Shattern is Breyer. Along with Watson and Slingsby. An overpass. Sanders, I beg your pardon, comes back and finishes it off once again. And it's set point for the Bulldogs. They'll have six opportunities to finish off this set, where we have to kind of extend it a little bit as Shannon will come back to serve. Liner dug up, back left middle. Barron's. Now Thompson pushes it back over. Prairie will set it from beyond 10-foot line. Come near side, Alcorn. He gets a kill. 24-20. Bulldogs lead as the freshman Jet Z Alcorn will go back to serve. 5'10" freshman, one of the taller players on this roster. It's dug up by Seabaugh. Set up in the air by Weber. He lands at the front row. An ace for the freshman. The second ace of the match. And Shatterin's cut down the lines to set point three. Alcorn fires the serve right back to Seabomb in the middle. Set up by Thompson, fight near side. That's Adams who got it over. And Adams got the kill, and that'll do it for the third set. 25-21. Alliance with the third set win. Shatterin still leads the match 2-1 in terms of set totals. This third set was sponsored by Crichton Schaefer Law Experience, the legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back. Fourth set up next. Cardinals lead 2-1 in this best of five.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com. Member FDIC.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shatterin has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox to get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shatterin. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
This fourth set is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Shatterin Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs 2-1. Alliance took the last set 25-21. Shatterin took the first two sets 25-19. Shatterin with the first set. Back set by Thompson and Sanders with another kill for the Bulldogs. Josie Sanders, my goodness, have yourself a night. Ever at 12 kills tonight, and she'll serve it. She also has a couple aces as well. Set up back, come back near side, Barons. Dug up on the back row by Sanders. Weber gets answered right into the block. Gift down for the Alliance point off the block. Alliance now up 2-0 in this fourth set. Serve. Dug up by Watson, sent far side, Slingsby hits into the block. Wyatt's in trouble. Seabaugh able to send it over. Bent pushes it over, it's flat. Oh, gets down. What a shot by Bo Behrens. That's the first point of this fourth set. Dug up middle by Adams. Pushed over. Pint sets it up. Kill. Grice. Well, Grice makes it 2-2 in this fourth set. Barons going back to serve. Will be Barons. Right in the middle. Fires it. Dug up. Middle by Bailey Shannon. Set up by Taylor Thompson. Adams. Kaya Adams comes up. Tried to kill it. Dug up in the back row. Shannon going to send over the free ball. Lions out of sorts. Sanders sends it over with the pass. Pint. Push it over far side. Slingsby. Long. Oh, in. As Barons will serve it from the middle. Dug up by Sanders. And it got over. Three to three. Tied up in this fourth set. Serving it will be C-bomb, and she sends it right to the net. The service there. Point for the Cardinals as Jesse Alcorn will check in. Checking out for the Cardinals. Saloon. And serving it will be Jenny Pint. Variety sends it. Sanders leads it up from around the back line. Pass near side to Saucedo, hits it off the block and down for a kill. Kaylee Thompson will go back to serve. Righty fires it over. Back right corner, dug up by Watson, coming near side of Slings, going to surely get a kill herself. Back to serve. It's going to be right on left side. It was a painted area for the basketball paint. She'll jump up in the air, fires it with the left hand. That's way long. I think she got it on the up part of the swing. Five apiece in this fourth set as Servant will be Weber. Set middle. Grice gets a kill down. She's using that little dump shot and putting it right on, call it the fist of the Cardinal. Of if you're facing it like I am on the right side of the logo, she's putting it down right there. Maybe on the finger, the far outside finger, as Rayleigh Prayer will get an ace. Seven to five, Cardinals. After the run, Prayer will serve. Dug up middle by Weber. Saucedo off her back foot, sends it in for a kill. Zamian back left corner, found back left corner for the kill. Gomez will go back to serve for the Lions. Bulldogs, the freshman. Sends a flat serve. Back right corner set up for Pint. Now near far side of Baker Park. Is Barron set middle. Sanders tipped up in the air. Watson forces to send it over. Thompson pushes it over to Brooks. Brooks tips it over. Alcorn. It's set over. Loose ball. Shattered point. Oh my goodness, this is insane. Over at Bob Devaney Sports Center, this is only the third set. Lions leads 2, Nebraska leads 2-0. It's match point for Nebraska, 30-29 over the Creighton Blue Jays. Adams tried to kill it. Picked up at the 10-foot line. Push far side, Watson. Lions sends it near side, Adams. Out of bounds. They got it over. Barons tipped up by Thompson, off the back row, raise Weber, and she can't muster the strength to push it over. It's a point for the Cardinals, 9-6. Shattering in this fourth set. And firing into that is Alcorn. A couple subs will come in. Saloon for Shattering. Shannon for Alliance. Back to serve for the Bulldogs is Shannon, a senior, one of the many seniors on this Tabitha Zucker coach roster. Push far side, Barons. That's Watson. Watson swings again. Fans on the shot, and it's a point for the Bulldogs. Oh my goodness, tied 30 all up to the Banny right now. Pushed over by Barons. Glover will set up. Thompson pushed it back inside. Sanders with another kill. Gonna run out of space. On my piece of paper for the all of the kills that Josie Sanders is gonna get. Meyer into the net. Top of the net by Shannon. Stays on the Bulldogs side. 10-9. Cardinals. Serving now for Shattern is Barons. It's picked up by Salcido. Pushed near side of Baker Pond. Shannon Sanders tried to kill it. She does get another kill. Stuck up on the back row, but not controlled. Served by Sanders, dug up middle by St. Loon, set up near side and hitting into the block. It is Barons. Now Alliance back with the lead 11-10. Sanders served it, picked up by St. Loon. Dumped over and getting it down. Here goes Adams. And Shattern's going to call a timeout. Yeah, we'll get that kill to Kaya Adams, and Blakely Hoffman will call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design, a top-notch brewery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and step aside for this message from Best Western, West Hills Inn. You're turning into Shattern Cardinal Volleyball here on KBBYFM and ShadRad.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Blakely Hoffman called the timeout, the first of two in this set. Lions Bulldogs lead the Shattern Cardinals 12-10. My goodness. I don't know what's going on at the Devaney, but Crane and Nebraska are absolutely going at it right now. 32-31 late in the third set as Shattern pushes over far side. Slingsby nearly got down. Discombobulation and a point for the Bulldogs. 13-10, and I was mentioning the Nebraska match because I had to throw it on my phone for a moment. Crane just took the third set, 33-31, combined 64 points in that third set in Lincoln. Nebraska leads 2-1. Seabon pushed it over. Poirier pushed it up. Pence hit it over. Set up by Thompson. Tipped over by Weber. Everything's happening within the 10-foot line right now on both sides. Poirier just behind the 10-foot line. Set up. Slingsby off balance. Still gets the kill anyways. Point for the Cardinals. Now going back to serve. It'll be Bo Barons. Barons sends it middle, dug up by Shannon, tipped up by Thompson. Weber runs it to the block. Fight it within 10-foot line and Pint dumps it down. Third, fourth kill of the match. Cardinals bring it back within one. Serving it will be Barons. It goes back middle, dug up by Sanders, fight the net, killed. Hi, Joe Price. Now up to five for her. Keep it up. 13 apiece in this fourth set. Can we have a one similar to what just happened at Bob Devaney Sports Center? Maybe let's go 60 points in a set. I'd be down for that. It'd be a long night. Adams tried to kill it. Dug up. Back middle. Grice tried the same play that she did last time, but Lyons was ready for it. Thompson tips it over. Was aiming for the near side. Was aiming for the short corner. Slingsby nearly got it down, but Sanders with a dig. Good pass over. Loose ball. Seabomb saves it. Set up. Weber tipped it. Got it down. What a night of volleyball. 33-31 creating over Nebraska in the third set. 14-13 here in Chatham. Lyons leading Cardinals in this fourth set. Lyons need to win this to go to a best of 15 fifth set decider. That was Grice who hit it to the net. Flopped over. Lyons just got it over. Free ball to the Bulldogs. Thompson fought it over. Here we go. Shannon called off her teammates. Thompson tipped it over to Weber. Put back up by Slingsby. Pass comes right back to her. Aims back. Corner got it down. Slingsby. And Sanders, the two best players all on the floor tonight, proving it as we're tied at 14 here in this fourth set. Louis Pent, who serves it, tipped up by Thompson. Middle, Weber, block, point for the Cardinals. Got it into the roof block. Cardinal players getting their hands just over the net to force it back down. Cardinals now with the 15-14 lead here. It's Best Western, West Hills in, fourth set, wherever life takes it. Best Western is there. Pent gets an ace. Battle of Unzicker. Gotta call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch burger, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Chase Thompson here with you, hanging out in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. I belong here, member FDIC. First of two nights of Shattering Cardinal Athletics. I love, you watch these two teams and watch the benches. And I'm not surprised. I don't know Tabitha Unzicker too well. I did go to school with her, but I don't know her that well. I've gotten to know Blakely a little bit more of late. And the vibe that her team has, the energy, the looseness that they play with is something else. It looks like this team has fun. And I will have to ask Kira Haig tomorrow on Sports Weekly, which, by the way, starts at 6:06 over on 6:30 on KCSR and Shadrad.com. I'm off her and Blakely on the show. I will have to ask, like, how much fun is it playing for a coach like Blakely Hoffman, who encourages the energy, the vibe that this team has? They haven't been rattled once tonight. 6-2 on the season. Most of the wins came against opponents who probably will not finish with the winning records. Going up against Lyons Bulldog team who may not as well, but the energy and the vibe as Lyons fights off another kill attempt. Breyer tips it up to Pint. Kill attempt going up to Grice, and she finishes it off. Just the difference in attitudes between the two sides is outstanding. As coming back to serve. Be pink, dug up by Seabomb in the back left corner, set near side to Salcedo, and goes right into the net. It's a point for the Cardinals. No, it's the point's over. It's a point Cardinal. 18-14, Chatterin with the lead. Both sides with a timeout apiece if they want to use it. Pink back to serve, dug up by Sanders, set up by Thompson to Salcedo. She aims back right corner, but she hits the net. No, it's a Cardinal player who hits the net. It's playing for the Bulldogs. Real quick, I want to mention something that I see on the program. Lions coaches are listed as Tabitha Unzicker, assistant coaches Izzy Thompson, Erica Lauder, and a volunteer coach who I don't see tonight but is a longtime living legend in this area. Sandra Pilfold is listed as a volunteer coach. She, a longtime coach. I had her as a PE teacher. And she's a great person, great coach. As Lions gets a point off a kill. back to within 1 point in this fourth set. Lions need to win this down 2-1. That's really cool to see that Tabitha Unzicker put her on coaching staff this year. Pence sends it over Salcido, tips it up. Weber. Pence sets up middle, looking for Grice, who gets in net but gets kill anyways. Tabitha Unzicker Troy got to Alliance in just after 2010. Pilfold was actually done teaching when Unzicker arrived. See her recognizing what he's meant so much to volleyball, not just in Alliance, but the Panhandle as a whole, and putting her on coaching staff, especially listening to her, is job well done to Tabitha. Service error from Shattern made it 19-17. Cardinals. Alliance serves it. Grice comes up, gets the kill. Right down the middle of Grice. And Cardinals are 3 points away from finishing off this match. Lily Poirier will go back to serve. Sends it back, dug up by Sivan, received by Sivan. Thompson tips it back to Salcido. And freshman Jesse Alcorn hits it into the net. Back to a 2 point fourth set. 20-18, Cardinals lead the Bulldogs. Cardinals lead the match 2-1. And serving now will be freshman for Alliance, Avery Gomez. Dug up on the back right corner. Set up near side to Barons. Fights it off, but sends it out of play. Alliance now back with M1, 20-19. So we have more than across the top of the hour here on 7.7 KBPY FM and Shadrad.com. Out of Hayes Springs, Nebraska, Chase Thompson here with you in the birdcage. Cardinals 2-1 set advantage, and we're going to have too many hits, and Alliance ties it up at 20 apiece. Alliance need to win this set to take it to best of 15 decisive fifth set as Gomez sends it back middle. Ace serve for the freshman. Yeah. 21-20, the Alliance Bulldogs lead the Shattern Cardinals. Going into this timeout, which is sponsored by Dunbar's U Design, top notch and bourbon, including hats, linemans, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Can't thank all of our sponsors enough for coming on board and providing us the ability to be at a bunch of Shattern Cardinal games this fall. Next Tuesday, which Tuesday is kind of the theme for us, we'll have Cardinals softball against the Alliance Bulldogs. We'll start things up at 5:50. First pitch at 6, and I guarantee that will happen because of the time limit in the JV game for that. Then the following week, oh boy, we got a busy one. I don't remember what we have on Tuesday. I believe it's softball versus Gearing. But I know on Thursday, so in 16 days from now, we'll have Shattern Cardinal Volleyball versus Scottsbluff Bearcats here at the Birdcage. And then following day, I'll make the 6-hour round-trip journey to Ogallala and call Shattern Cardinal Football. Just a bunch of games going on right now. I absolutely love this time of the year. Barons underhits it. Alliance within three of getting the fourth set. 22-20. 22-20. Alliance. 23-20 after the ace serve from the Bulldogs by Weber. Scoreboard's correct. They're going to. The officials are going to have a discussion, but it is correct right now at 23-20. First match of the year. Things like this happen. Shattern, though, in a region where they're not going to get serpentine near as bad as softball will. They'll have the ability, they have the chance to host if their record's good enough. The power points are as Gomez, the freshman, in for 4 straight points. Sends over the serve. Pass near side to Barons, who gets blocked. It goes out of play, and Shattern ends. 4-0, the Lions run and bring it back within 2. 23-21. Lions Bulldogs lead the Shattern Cardinals. You remember the match against Scuttsbluff went kind of similar to this, where the Shattern Cardinals got up 2-0 and the Bearcats fought their way back. Alcorn fires it into the net, and the Lions has 7 points to send it into a fifth and decisive final set. My goodness. Had some fun the first time calling these teams for the fall. Softball was 9-8 loss. That serve is long by Shannon and Shattern. Back with them too. Softball 9-8 final score. In Southern Valley Alma, yes, it was a loss. Football did win 28-20 over Broken Bow. And now my first time with Shattern Volleyball. It's another fun one. Set point, Alliance back to serve for the Cardinals is Sophie Watson. She sends it to the net, and the Bulldogs take set four, 25-22. And all decisive best of 15 fifth set coming up next. We'll go ahead and take a break. This fourth set was sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Shadrad.com. Fifth set up next.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shadrad. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. The perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Shadron High student athletes.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock, and guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
My goodness, it is the fifth set. The Shattern Cardinals and the Alliance Bulldogs tied up at two apiece. Shattern won the first two sets. Alliance won the last two. The Cardinals trying to avoid the reverse sweep as going back to serve for the Bulldogs. Going right to left is Josie Sanders. Fires it back right. Dug up by Paige Slingsby. Passed over far side. And that is Sophie Watson who comes in and gets the kill. Shattern again won the first two sets, 27-25, 25-19. Alliance has won the last two by a combined 7 points. Three ball set over. Alliance now forces set some up. Kaya Adams near side hits it into the net, flatted it. Pass far side. Slingsby beyond 10-foot line. Dug up by Bailey Shannon. Set up to Weber. Weber got it tipped. Pint pushes it over. Far side. Slingsby dug up by the Bulldogs. Macy Seabomb on the back row. Weber forces it over the free ball. Pint sets it up middle. Coming is Bo Behrens. Fires it into Josie Sanders, and that lands in the front row. I nearly hit my nephew over there.
Mm-hmm.
serve by Watson. Flat middle coming in and finishing it off is Weber. Trading blows early in this fifth set. And Seabomb will go back to serve. Saucedo checks in for Alliance out there for Shannon right now. It's like Barons, Pint, Slingsby, Poirier. As Pint sets it up for Barons and it gets blocked down. Point for the Bulldogs, tied at two apiece. We also see again Watson. Number 10 is Kara Haig, who I haven't talked about much recently. Is Seabomb back to serve. Tied two apiece. Pint sets it up. Getting the kill down is the Barons. Now going back to serve will be Barons. She'll jump it up, fire with the right hand, liner over the right side of the net. Taylor Thompson sets it up. Salcido got it over. Set up by Grice, fought back by the Bulldogs, and retired at three apiece. And Taylor Thompson will go back to serve. She'll fire with the right hand, back right corner, dug up by Haig, pushed over by Pint, back to the left side, and into the block is Slingsby. Lions out of sorts, forced to send it over is Sanders. That is a high arcing one that lands, well, dug up on the back row. Slingsby, left side, dug up by Saunders. Sanders, I beg your pardon. Sanders fires it from beyond the 10-foot line. Pint, back set to Grice, out of a reach, point Bulldogs. And Thompson will serve it up for Alliance, up 4-3. Pint with free ball. Seabomb pushes it far side, dipping it over is Macy Brooks. Pint shoves it over Slingsby into the top of the net. That was blocked by Alliance. Back over to Slingsby. Aims at Saucedo. Saucedo with the dig. Seabomb has it over with the right hand. Miscommunication for Shattern. And it's point Alliance, 5-3 Bulldogs. Shattern's gone five sets the last. This is their third straight match. He won five sets. Do they have the gas? Quickly off, and the head coach did not want this to happen. Well, here we are. Pushed over by Seabomb. Pint pushes it. Slingsby. They're going toward her every time. She's able to keep it alive after the block. Haig with the pushover. Back set Thompson to Brooks. It was tipped. Player with the recovery. Slingsby aims towards Saucedo. Saucedo with the dig. Sanders will push it over to Seabomb. Seabomb with the free ball over to Shattern. Pint, middle. Grice blocked by Sanders. Dug up with the right arm. We'll go over to Slingsby. Got blocked again. Seabomb with the dig. Saucedo near side. Off the fingertips of a couple of Shattern players. And it's tipped up in the air by Sophie Watson. 6-3 Bulldogs. And Blakely Hoffman will go ahead and call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take a break. 30-second timeout. Lions leads 3-6 in this best of 15. Decisive. Get set.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shattern Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shattern or online at shatternfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
Six to three, Alliance Bulldogs leading the Shattern Cardinals midway through this fifth set. Chase Thompson here with you at the Birdcage, hanging out in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, we belong here, member FDIC. Talked about in the Shattern lock, keys of the game. Blakely Hoffman didn't want this match to go five. Well, it's five, and her team looks gassed. Can they recover from it? They do have one timeout left. Push over to Slingsby, who gets a kill. That ends an Alliance 5-0 run. Back with them two as Jesse Alcorn will check in for Haig. Jimmy Pimp will go back to serve. She'll serve with the right hand from the middle. Hit up by Saucedo. Set by Thompson. Back to Saucedo, who's behind the 10-foot line. Adds some topspin on it. Pint pushes it back to the left. Back left corner. Set up by Thompson. Weber comes up. Couldn't really see who was going to hit that from my view. Slingsby out of control. Gets it in. It might be out of control. Off balance. That was a tough one from Alliance just because of the angle and where she was going to hit it. She hit it with the bottom of her wrist. I've seen that land in the next county. That one landed behind the 10-foot line for a kill, and we're back to a one-point game. Good serve by Penn, dug up. Back, pass backside to Weber. If that went off a hand, that's a point for the Bulldogs, and they're going to say it's tipped. That was way long. I think the far official is going to overrule that.